There has been no blueprint, since the Second World War, for the mass restart of sports and entertainment from an almost wholesale stop. Sport is now back in full swing with the first full Royal Victoria Marathon, not run since pre-pandemic in 2019, returning today to the streets of the BC capital. The 2020 event was cancelled and only the half marathon and 8K were conducted in 2021. It was a huge challenge. There was no roadmap to restarting because we've never had to before, said General Manager and Race Director Kathy Noel. The demand has been pent up and is ready to burst with participation up 5% from 2019. A total of 7,934 people have registered to run. That includes 1,561 for the marathon, 3,439 for the half marathon, 2,354 for the 8K and 580 for the kids' run. We're not looking back to 2019. We're looking to the future, said Noel. The other race distances help create the feel of a complete running festival, but it's the marathon that remains mythical and magical within the public imagination, and which gives the annual event its marquee appeal. As does Victoria's connection to the most legendary race of all, as 356 of today's runners are vying for qualifying times for the Boston Marathon. The amount of work that goes into this race is outstanding and brings so much to Victoria, said Acting Mayor Stephen Andrew, during the pre-race media conference. I like to think of us as the running capital of Canada, added Andrew, who has been involved on the board of local running societies. The picturesque course will snake its way through Oak Bay and back to the start-finish line in the legislative precinct. It's been a tough few years for people and this gives participants a goal to strive for, said Oak Bay Mayor Kevin Murdoch. Oak Bay always gets out, especially the kids, to cheer on the runners along the route. Marathon running has returned with a bang post-pandemic. Islander and Olympian Cam Levins of Black Creek smashed his own Canadian record in placing fourth in the 2022 World Track and Field Championships in 2 hours 7 minutes and 9 seconds over the summer in Eugene, Oregon. Prairie Inn Harriers runner and Olympian Natasha Wodak set the new Canadian women's record of 2 hours 23 minutes and 12 seconds and Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya the new world record of 2 hours 1 minute and 9 seconds, both last month in the Berlin Marathon. It was amazing to be on the course on which the world record was set, said Jonathan Faueraker, who ran Berlin with wife Louise Hodgson-Jones, as their fourth major after Boston, New York and London. Faueraker is president of the Victoria Marathon Society, and in charge of the elite portion of the Royal Victoria Marathon, and Hodgson-Jones is the communications chief for the event and race expo coordinator. Both said they are proud how Victoria stacks up against the major marathons. From what I experienced in Berlin, I thought we do the expo, water stations and pacers better in Victoria, said Faueraker. Leading the elite portion of the race today is top-ranked Teferi Kabid Balcha of Ethiopia, with a best time of 2 hours 7 minutes and 38 seconds. The top-ranked female is three-time Royal Victoria champion Suzanne Evans of New Westminster, with a personal best of 2 hours 44 minutes and 19 seconds. But in the marathon, many of the most compelling stories can be found further back in the pack. Terry Slater has never missed running a Royal Victoria Marathon and will be back today among the Ribbon of Humanity. Janet Green of Courtenay will be running her 30th Royal Victoria Marathon, among her career 425 marathons and 39 ultramarathons. The 8K start this morning is at 7:15 a.m. The marathon and half marathon starts at 8 a.m. and the Thrifty Foods Kids run at 11 a.m. The start line is on Menzies and the finish line on Belleville. CDH Ean saw at timescolonist.com.